Well, I thought we showed some character to come back. I thought after last night, we've been a little bit more down than we were. When they got up 2-0, we could have, you know, folded the tent and just called it a night. But the team showed good courage to come back. They battled. They scraped. They clawed. Unfortunately, we didn't get the second point. It's disappointing. But you know what? Some of our players played extremely well tonight, and we need to focus on those things and not just focusing on the fact that we wound up losing.
What was missing tonight?
Well, I mean, the bottom line is, as a team, we need to play better defensively. As a team, we need to create more scoring chances. And as a team, we need to bury those scoring chances. And I think we can be a little bit better in terms of team discipline. I thought we took ourselves off the power play a couple too many times over the course of the weekend. But you know what? This team has to learn from this. It's a different animal over here in North than it is in North America, where the league is so important and every single game is a playoff game. And I'll tell you, it's a rude awakening for a lot of the guys to wake up tomorrow and see where we are in the standings.
Speaking a little bit about the defense now, there seemed like there were a few backdoor goals tonight and a few obviously last night as well. What's your reaction?
Well, you know, the bottom line is you have to make sure that you have your guys at the net front. You have to make sure that we're clearing the net front, not letting guys have second opportunities. But you know what? That starts further up the ice. That's not just at our net front. It's better angles. It's better back pressure. It's blocking more shots. It's doing the things that, as a team, are extremely important. And you know what? I think for all of us, we look at our team, we think we can be better in all 200 feet of team defense.
Do you think the guys, the current group of players that you've got at the moment, are good enough to play the system you're trying to play defensively?
I think that the team that we have right now is, when it clicks, is going to be a very good hockey team. And, you know, we're focusing on a lot of different things right now. You come into a new club, you've got not only different players coming in, but you've got different staff. And it's also a new coach coming into a group of players who've been together a long time. Mm-hmm. And so we knew all along that this was going to take time. I believe in the players that we have. I think that we obviously have to improve our team. You look at how long we've got some of our guys out for, so you have to see what's out there. But overall, tonight we showed a lot of character to come back, and that's what we're going to focus on.
Obviously, you alluded to it there. Chad Longley's out for some time. Just to fill me in on the injury there, how long he's out for, what he's looking at.
Yeah, look, Langley's is out a minimum of 3 weeks, and then obviously Lacroix is out. I don't think we're going to see Lacroix back anytime before Halloween, so that's a big loss, and we'll go forward from there. But we need to make sure that we improve and develop as a hockey club.
Does that mean you're looking to bring players in this week potentially?
Well, whether it's this week or down the road, we have to speak with Tony Smith, find out what our options are, and then once we know our options, we'll go forward from there.
Have you been speaking to Rod Sarich at all this week?
No, I haven't spoken to Rod since the summer. I wish nothing but the best for Rod, and he's obviously a very valuable servant to this hockey club.
Is he still an option at all? Is there any kind of conversation going around backstage?
No, we haven't spoken to him. Nobody in our organization has spoken to him. He hasn't spoken to us, so we're going to assume that he's retired.
Now you've had time to reflect on kind of last night. How disappointing was that? Obviously, that's kind of set you behind now in the Challenge Cup group.
I think tonight's a more disappointing loss. I think obviously last night you lose to your rival the way that we did, but I think the people who were there last night saw a lot of things that were positive. The end result was extremely disappointing, but tonight you look at this is league points, this is our home ice, and this is the primary focus of the week, and to not get the full points tonight is what's tough.
And then obviously this weekend, a doubleheader against Cardiff. How are you kind of preparing for that game? What can we expect from that meeting of the two teams?
They're physical. They're mean. They're physical. I expect us to respond to that and stand our ground and be mean and physical if it has to be back. You know, but they're a team that right now needs points just as bad as we do. It's in the Challenge Cup, but we need to go there, get points, come home, get points. You know, because right now it is something that for us, we need to get this thing rolling.